I don't know. We milk scratch pretty hard. Yeah.
High Mystery.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to High Mystery.
Hey! Woo!
Colin without his headphones on.
I sound good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You do, buddy. You do.
You clean my ears out. It's great. This is the podcast where we smoke weed and we talk about mysteries.
Let's yeah. do it.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Holly.
Yay!
Yay!
We also have some audience members. Today we're going to be smoking one of my blunts. I have got a high hemp wrap. I think it's a honey. And it is packed with Granddaddy Purple.
Nice.
We will also be smoking from the Bottle Bong.
Bottle Bong.
Bottle Bong.
If you listened to last episode, you know that we went to the Cannabis Cup this last weekend.
Had a blast.
The guys from the Bottle Bong were nice enough to give me one of their products.
Super cool guys.
It's basically can turn any bottle you have into a bong, whether it's a 2 liter or just a little water bottle like the one that I have here. And then you just pack your flower in the top and you're good to go.
We figured it out. You can too.
It's pretty sweet.
Check them out at thebottlebong.com.
So today, we will be talking about, deals with the devil. This is the second...
Bobby's deals with the devils!
Nobody's calling it. This is the second part in a five-part, series. Today we're gonna be focusing on sorcerers.
Sorcerers!
Come on sorcerers. Down! Come on down to Bob's Big Deals with the Devil Emporium! We got your devil deals, we got your pope deals, we got your monk deals!
Special on sorcerer deals.
Although I just realized that we just finished the Lucky 15, and now I'm talking about the devil, so this is a good dovetail. Solid dovetail. I hope you're taking notes for any dovetailers out there.
What is this, a dovetail? What?
The people who catch up late.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is this?
There are only two sorcerers that have been purported to have dealt with the devil. Faust and, I'm going to say, Fian or Fian? F-I-A-N. I don't know.
But there are a lot of sorcerers who haven't dealt with the devil.
None that made it public.
Okay. But these two are pretty famously, they're devil dealers.
Like, yeah.
They're well-known devil dealers.
They consider themselves to be sorcerers. They're not moonlighting as such. That's their day job. That's what they do. That's what they're known for.
Oh.
So Faust was an alchemist, astrologer, and a magician born sometime in the 16th century and died sometime in the mid-17th century.
I feel like I've heard this name before.
Is this
like,
not a book written by, who was the person who wrote Inferno? Dante? No. Dante's Inferno? Who was the author who wrote that?
Dante.
No.
He was going through some shit.
I'm just kidding.
Isn't Faust a book or a play?
There, yes, this person has been written about greatly, and it's probably because he dealt with the devil.
Oh.
So, according to legend, Faust made a pact with the devil, pledging his soul for 24 years of service. Faust went on to live a life of wealth and prosperity. As a magician, he was said to possess strange abilities. It was documented that he rode a wine barrel out of Auerbach's Keller, which stands to this day as one of the oldest restaurants in Germany.
He rode a wine barrel out of a restaurant?
Like, what?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, running as it's underneath you?
Yeah.
So, like, Mario and Donkey Kong or something? Like
essentially, yeah.
That's not magic, though. That's just...
Just
agility.
Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed either way. There's a carb on the side of that bottle.
Where is that?
There, you got your finger over it now. Wrong.
Oh, that's
on the actual bottle itself.
Oh, on the bottle.
Yes.
There it is.
I see what's happening.
Yeah, we're working out the bottle bong. It works great. It's a nice little bong, honestly.
Stellar.
I'll tell you what.
Good way to use the bottle again.
Yeah.
And
I like the recycle aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. travels well, because then you just throw the bottle away. You don't have to...
Yeah, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Way to beautiful. Go, bottle bomb.
Guys, if you want to take your thing up another notch, I feel like if it had some silicone aspects to it for travel purposes and whatever.
Oh, to like fold it up even more?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you want to contact me, you know.
If you're just giving that other vendor. People ideas.
Just giving that away for free.
Just a little sampling of the ideas that could come.
In... Erfurt, E-R-F-U-R-T, I don't know, these are German words. In Erfurt, he was able to tap wine from a table.
How, what, what?
Like he put a maple syrup tap into like one of those things and just
wine
and wine pours out of a wooden table.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is pretty good. He's Jesus. I mean, that's like the ultimate party trick. I don't even need water, bro. In the middle of the desert, we can drink from any tables you got around. You got a chair? That'll work. What are you guys drinking? Chair wine!
After 16 years of pleasure, Faust begins to regret his pact and tries to get out of his deal, but the devil convinces him to renew his contract, promising him Helen of Troy, with whom Faust would eventually have a son named Justice.
Mm.
Faust, huh? He just like, oh, this pleasure.
Pleasure.
I've grown weary from all this pleasure. I do not know if I can withstand much more of this pleasure.
Nearing the end of his 24 years, Satan notifies Faust that his death will be coming for him, and the following day, Faust holds a last supper in Rheinlich. During the gathering, Faust excuses himself and retires to his room. At midnight, a great noise was heard from his quarters. The following morning, the floor and walls of his room were covered in blood and brains.
Woof!
His eyes were found on the floor of his room, and his dead body was found in the courtyard.
So he exploded?
I guess the devil tore him apart, you know. Oh.
What in his body outside was not intact? He was decapitated?
No, it doesn't say that. It just says his eyes were found missing from his
skull.
Skull. Yeah.
And there's brain matter and blood all over his room. Yeah. So presumably the devil like exploded the inside of him or something.
Or just like his face or whatever.
Yeah. I think we're getting some really funny audio with this bottle bomb. That's for sure. I think it's pretty much done.
I think it's done.
Yeah. That's solid.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice product.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Good job, guys.
Good
well
job.
Done, bottle bomb.
And I guess that means that I'll just light this blunt.
Yeah.
As we start the new person. Mm. That's the end of Faust.
Faust?
When people refer to a Faustian pact, that's what they mean.
Deal with the devil.
He made it popular.
He's the originator. He's the OG deal with the devil. And on that note, we shall like that blunt, 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 like that blunt. That was my demon version of light that blunt. Since everything's so devil-y.
I felt it.
But Faust is largely regarded as just like a fable, right?
There is historical documentation of a Faust existing.
Okay.
So in that respect, he was real. But what actually happened to this guy, that's up for, you know, storytellers and whatnot.
That's for
like Jesus again.
Yeah, exactly. That's for the Church of Faustian followers to decide.
100 years later, with edits and by committee.
Yeah, in 1,000 years, there'll be the Great War of the Faustians and the West Faustians.
Dr. John Fian was a schoolmaster and purported sorcerer in the late 16th century.
So around the same time, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just... right around or just after.
I kind of wonder if this was like an interesting time for Satan. Like, like why the 16th century or 17th century he was like, ugh, I'm bored.
Well,
I need to buy some souls.
he's going through like Satan's midlife crisis.
Yeah.
He's just like, just gonna shake things up a little bit. These versions are Satan's little red Corvette.
Yeah. Is God out there doing stuff? And he's like, I guess I'll go out there and do some stuff.
God just saved like 15 people from a church choir thing.
for the listener, I do all these in order. So actually it's kind of funny because Satan only messes with like religious figures first, and then he goes to sorcerers, and then he goes to another group. I don't know what it is, but it's all in the same time period.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, as he chronologically goes and taking people's souls, he's messing with the same groups of people every time.
Mm.
Now, are there other famous alchemists and magicians that, I mean, I guess there's Merlin and stuff that like didn't make deals with the devil?
These were the only ones that dealt with the devil, and both of them right around the same time.
And did their magic greatly improve after, you know, because they were at least well-known magicians or wizards or whatever. Beforehand, before they made the deal with the devil, right?
Probably not.
I don't think so. I think that all this stuff happened after they dealt with the devil.
Yeah, I mean, people don't really talk about you so much before you make a table bleed wine. Right. They talk about you a lot after you do that.
Well, like maybe he started smaller before. Like he was like, oh, look at me make salt appear out of my fake thumb.
Well,
he's just got a spoon under a towel. Sorry if I just ruined a magic trick for a lot of people.
The Magician's Guild is coming for you, Colin.
I know, right?
Became infatuated. Yeah,
Fionn.
I think so. Okay, Fionn. Fionn became infatuated with his with the sister of a boy scholar he was teaching.
The sister of a boy scholar he was teaching.
I mean, yeah, why else do you become a teacher?
Oh.
Did you hear the latest gossip from the sister of the boy scholar?
I was with the scholar's uncle when he was telling me.
The girlish uncle?
Yes, the one, the same.
Fionn attempted a seduction spell on the young girl, but her mother had also been a well-practiced witch and sabotaged his enchantment to seduce a cow instead.
Now I'm feeling like this is just two really weird people standing out in their front yards like, I cast a spell of enchantment! Yeah, exactly.
Zappity, zap, zap, zap.
Dang it, now I have to go love this cow.
All the other people in the neighborhood are just like looking at them like, what are they doing?
Yeah, inhabitants of the town would later confess that the cow would go on to follow him wherever he went. During the North Berwick witch trials, a confession by a man named Gillis Duncan prompted examinations into Fionn as a sorcerer. Fionn openly confessed that he bewitched a man to go into fits of lunacy once every 24 hours. Fionn verified this on December 24th, 1590, when he brought the man before King James in his chambers and purportedly bewitched the man, causing him to go into a hysterical fit.
Mm.
For an entire hour, the man would scream uncontrollably, contorting himself and jumping high enough to touch the ceiling of the chamber.
Wow.
Got hops.
Unless it was just like a 7-foot ceiling. We'll never know.
I mean, it's the king's chambers. He's got to have some vault ceilings.
Right. Probably not where he keeps
the... They're 8-foot ceilings.
He probably doesn't keep the sick people in the vaulted ceiling room. I hate to break it to you. I don't think people are wandering from 1,000 miles away to see the king, and they're just a sick guy there just throwing up and stuff. Ugh, we came for the king, but... We're just gonna go back.
When the hour ended, the man declared he had no memory of the event, as if he were asleep. At a later trial, Fionn would confess that he had made a compact with Satan.
Satan? Give him a little makeup piece. made a small vehicle.
He said, here, this is the color you should be wearing.
You're an autumn.
I'm not doing anything for yourself right now.
Do yourself a favor and use it.
I feel like he could have just hypnotized that guy. You know, isn't that like a thing that happens to people who get hypnotized, that they don't remember the whole time they're acting like a chicken or whatever?
Yeah, but maybe it was Satan that was doing the hypnotizing.
I've been hypnotized and I remembered it all.
Yeah, you remember it all because it's mostly like you being...
But did you get hypnotized or did you just want to be a performer and want to not let the whole show down and be like, okay, I'll play along and...
That's the question of hypnosis, Tristan. Who's to say, bro?
I guess in this case, you are. If anyone's to say, it's you.
It was 14 years ago. It was late at night. I don't really know what happened, okay? I did some stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
People laughed. I don't know if it was me performing or I had no control.
Did you start to cry? What's going on? Oh, Jesus.
It was fun. I had a good time. Put my hand down my pants. Oh. There are pictures.
Good old deep-seated trauma.
It was prom to dawn. There was a whole crowd of people there. I wasn't the only one.
He offered to renounce Satan.
Rob's like, moving on.
He offered to renounce Satan and vow to lead his life as a Christian. The following morning, he confessed that during the previous night, the devil came to him in his cell, dressed all in black, and carried a white wand. Satan demanded that Fian continue his faithful service according to the first oath and promise of their agreement. Fian testified that he renounced Satan to his face, saying, "Avoided, Satan, avoided, for I have listened too much to thee, and by the same thou hast undone me, in respect whereof I utterly forsake you."
Forsake you?
And then he bitch slaps him.
Oscars. Give Rob the Oscars. Give them all to him.
FYC.
Oh, yeah. Self-taught.
Well done,
Self-taught.
Yes. I thought that was Meisner. No? Oh. Hmm. I don't know anything about acting, I guess.
The devil then broke his white wand and immediately vanished from his sight.
Like a 13-year-old girl, right? Stomping away. I'm going to my room!
I didn't even care that my wand's broken. I hated that wand. It was stupid.
He was then given a chance to lead the life he promised, but that same night he stole a key to his cell and escaped. He would eventually be captured and tortured until his execution. His torture consisted of having his fingernails being forcibly extracted, then having iron pins thrust therein, along with thumb screws.
That's how Wolverine got his claws, right?
And having his feet crushed until they were too small to stand on. He was reported to have endured the torture without expressing any pain.
What a G.
He was then taken to Edinburgh in a cart where he was strangled and burnt.
Edinburgh, right?
No, Edinburgh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it says right here. Reading it off the page. So
this is in Germany. This is in Germany, right?
Oh, really?
All of this? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Edinburgh.
Okay. Yeah.
Got you. I didn't know if they went all the way to Ireland. I was like, what? So it was holier there or something?
And that's Dr. John Fine. Fian? I forgot.
Fian. Either way, he's Fianished. I feel like everything I've heard about both of these guys, or a lot of it, seems like it would be explainable by just normal stuff. Like, you could be pretty tricky and get some wine inside a table. You know what I mean? Like, I think David Copperfield has proven that.
Sure. It's got to be in a table flask.
Yeah. And you could train a cow to follow you. Just give it an apple.
I don't think he wanted the cow to follow him, though. It wasn't like it was his cow.
I'm sorry, it wasn't just follow. It was seduce. He made that cow fall in love with him.
Yeah. The whole thing just falls apart, too, when it's like, why are you going to be like, yeah, I made a deal with Satan? Like, of course they're going to, like, send you to death right then and there. Like, you could say anything else.
Burn it!
Like, make up any other excuse. But no, you're going to go with, yeah. Are you saying we's tight?
I mean, are we totally sure they weren't just, like, emotional and needy and, like, I'm different. People don't understand me.
I mean, maybe they're thinking that the confession would lead to their salvation or something like that. That's the way out, you know? Like, yeah, I made a deal with Satan, but I renounce him. Please accept me into heaven, God.
There's a lot of torture stuff going on at this time, right?
I mean, there was a lot of torture done on him.
Yeah, clearly.
So,
I mean, I feel like we're not that far away from the time period where they would, you know, there was like... reformations where people were tortured in order to like religious persecution and stuff like that.
Purge them of their sins?
I feel like it was around this time. Not necessarily to purge them of their sins, but like to whatever. Like just Holly's talking about with witches and everything.
I see.
Yeah. Or to
as a warning to others.
Yeah, they did it for a thousand different reasons, but it was basically
with William Wallace.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of torture. A lot of torture.
Some solid torture.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah, and that's why that stopped sorcerers from dealing with the devil right there and then. They're like, we're done.
Or at least stopped them talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Satan was like trying to go up to a bunch of other sorcerers after the fact, and they're like, nah, man, you see what happened to Fionn?
That ain't right, bro. That ain't right.
I mean, sure, he lived a lot of pleasurable life, but
did he though? I mean, like, he what had a cow follow him, and then the devil came with a white wand, and well, things got worse.
There wasn't specifics told about his pleasure.
That's true. Like, the other guy had like 16 years of good times before he was.
I mean, maybe he just wanted to be a schoolmaster and sold his soul to the devil just to do that.
that was his. I mean, pleasure is defined many different ways. It's to each his own. Yeah, so that was his happy place.
Yeah, he was aiming for the middle.
And he succeeded.
Yep. I just want a really nice sandwich, Satan. Pickle, spear, and all.
The kind where they take out the bread from the middle, but then they give that bread back to you on top.
Admit you love Satan.
I won't. I'll only talk about the sandwich.
Yep, and that's this one. And
These guys could be mutants if the X-Men universe exists. They could just be the first of them.
I mean, definitely magicians and sorcerers would be the first mutants.
Yeah, because how else do they explain what they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, as the person that has taken a magic class once...
where you lean. That's yeah, my first explanation. Exactly.
It's just so easy to convince somebody of something else, you know?
Especially back then. People
they don't know.
I mean, people still take you at your word today, so.
I mean, this guy's a schoolmaster, and he's a doctor. Of course they're going to take him seriously at whatever he says.
They're also just dumb, too. Like, they believe in everything, you know? Like, they're the kind that's like, you do that thumb trick where you move your thumbs away from each other. It looks like they were going to believe that. Like, well, look what he did up there!
I mean, that's a solid trick.
What's he got now? He's pushing a piece of straw into his head. He's coming out the other side.
We here have been stuck together for 2 days. We found ourselves a Chinese finger trap. They're just pulling as hard apart as they can.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Tell us what you write. We'd love to get your comments. If you have any fan art of someone making a deal with the devil or the devil himself, we'd love to see it.
Have you made a deal with the devil? If so, how's it going?
And what stage of it are you at?
What pleasures are you indulging in?
You'll be in part 6.
This, of course, has been another installment of Bobby's Deals with the Devils.
Never been referred to this. I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Holly.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.